You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome into the gym class here on KGYM on a Tuesday, the 18th of August. Welcome in. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes from our studios here in Cedar Rapids. Buttons on the other side of the glass here today as we got a good show coming your way. Rob Gray, CycloneFanatic.com, will be joining us coming up in about 20 minutes or so. And we will take a look ahead at Iowa State football. Yeah, Cyclones are playing football coming up this fall. As of right now, anyway, as of 3 o'clock. As Iowa State gets ready for their opener against Louisiana coming up in about a month or so, maybe a little bit less than a month. We'll also talk a little baseball, some controversy last night. Fernando Tatis Jr. with a grand slam. Was it something that should have happened? The unwritten rules of baseball. Creeping up again. We'll talk about that and other things on this Tuesday edition of the program. Hope you are having a good day out there. A few news and notes before we get started here today. Mark, good afternoon, first of all, to you.
Good afternoon, Scott. Good afternoon, Buttons. Good afternoon, everyone.
Everyone out there. And by the way, congratulations, you have power back. You are smiling today.
Yeah, I've been trying to smile every day, but we did receive electricity just shortly after noon, almost to the minute, 8 days after this storm hit. And thanks to a worker from Joplin, Missouri, who I visited with, guys from Oklahoma, worked on the line. But you can't thank those people enough, and I feel bad for people that don't have electricity yet. It's such a weird thing that those things you take for granted, television, appliances, lights.
Telephones.
Telephones. I don't have internet service yet. I contacted my provider, and they're going through much the same thing as utility workers are going through trying to establish their connections. It's going to be maybe the better part of a week, but I just cannot thank not only the local workers, but all those folks that have come in from various states and locales, and they've just been terrific. Every one of them I've met, from Florida to Oklahoma to Missouri to Kansas to I'm sure I'm
Texas. Our folks from Katy, Texas.
Yeah, and everybody's got their own story, but it's been such a tremendous effort. And the worker I talked to today from Joplin said, I asked him, how long you think you'll be here? And he said, man, we still got a lot of work to do. So, again,
that is true.
Practice patience. I feel I'm one of the fortunate ones, even though it's 8 days later. But, you know, still stay patient, and these guys are and gals are working so hard, and thank them whenever you can, and hopefully you have power soon.
Yeah. By the way, coming your way today, we are full powered as well, I do believe. Is that right, Buttons? 1600 a.m., we are back. Power restored back to our transmitter site in the greater Bertram area, the metropolis known as Bertram. As well as Jim OT 107.5 FM, 102.3 in Cedar Rapids, and 106.3 FM in Iowa City. There are various spots around the city where different organizations are out providing food and water. I do know that. Many of the schools now are out there. I know, in fact, I think every one of them is providing some relief out there. Also, just got a call that Lisbon, they are having free meal in Lisbon starting right now for the next 2 hours. Is that correct? Lisbon City Park, is that correct, Buttons? He shakes his head yes. So if you're over to the east of the Cedar Rapids Marion area, over the Marion or the Mount Vernon Lisbon area, free meal being served right now over in Lisbon at the city park.
Yeah, that's great stuff. And we as a station, we're here to help. And if you have a similar announcement to make and something that can help people, we're here to do that. We're here to do a sports talk radio show. But in these unsettling times, we're happy to help in any way. If you have some announcement or a message, 319-366-1600.
There you go. 319-366-1600. That is a text line. Phone lines available as well. That same number again, that is 319-366-1600. And I'd love to hear from you out there on this sunny Tuesday. We talked about the unwritten rules of baseball. We'll get to that. Rob Gray will join us coming up in just a little bit as well from Cyclone Fanatic, because plenty to talk about as far as that is concerned as Iowa State gets ready for a football season. By the way, not as much fanfare certainly this year. CBSSports.com, their preseason top 76, Mark. 76, because that's those are the schools that are playing this fall anyway, as of 3:10 on Tuesday, August the 18th. Iowa State in at number 17 among those 76 college football programs. Clemson and Alabama 1 and 2, with a whole bunch of SEC flavor in the top 10 as of this moment.
Yeah, it's different, isn't it?
Not that that means a whole lot. We are getting ready for a big, big first game upset in the NBA bubble, as right now the number one seed in the East, the Milwaukee Bucks, are in desperate trouble. I want to make sure I have this right now and give you the score as we have it. And there it is right there. I knew I could find it. Just under 2 minutes remaining, and it's Orlando by 16 over Milwaukee, 118 to 102. Now, keep in mind, it is a best of seven. So a lot of things can happen, and number one seeds have lost games in these series before. They've lost first games in these series before. But Orlando jumped out on Milwaukee right out of the chute today and never looked back. So the Magic may go up 1-0 on the heavily favored Milwaukee Bucks at this point. We'll see. Thank goodness it's best of seven, though.
Yes, for Milwaukee's sake, yeah.
And thank goodness for everyone's sake, it's a best of seven. Yeah, Indiana and Miami, that's the 4-5. Pacers are at number 4. They are just underway, and Miami with the early 5-0 lead on that one. OKC and Houston, and then Portland and the Lakers. Coming up later on, that's the 1-8 in the West. That from the Orlando NBA bubble. 319-366-1600. We got NHL coming up as well today and this evening as the playoffs continue as far as the National Hockey League is concerned. Again, 319-366-1600 is the text line. That's also the phone line as well at 319-366-1600. We'll talk to Rob Gray in about 10 minutes or so and get his thoughts on things.
Yeah, baseball continues to plug along with minimal issues right now, aside from the Cardinals and the Marlins, and both of those teams back on the field. Marlins, in fact, leading the division.
How about that, huh?
Yeah. 6:30 tonight, Brewers and Twins, 107.5 FM. Brewers chasing the Chicago Cubs. Everyone chasing the Twins in the Central Division. Cleveland, I think, a game and a half back.
True. And the White Sox are, I think, are now a game over 500. So they're still in the thick of things.
Not going to count them out. Nope.
No. The Sox and the Cubs are scheduled to hook up this weekend. The first of their meetings coming up, which should be a lot of fun. Always a lot of fun, but I think might be even more fun. With the White Sox a little bit better this year, and Cubs playing good ball. David Bodie with a 3-run big homer last night to pull out a win against the Cardinals, or the Cardinals would have creeped a little bit closer to the Cubs in the Central.
Yeah, the Cardinals took the first game of that doubleheader, and the Cubs had to battle back and win that second game and gain a split, as most doubleheaders, that's the result of most doubleheaders. But heroics by David Bodie for the Cubs. And I have another game tonight, Cubs-Cardinals. I lost track. Yeah.
Yes, that is the case. That is the case. 319-366-1600. No tee times as of yet for the Northern Telecom. Zach Johnson will tee off. What?
Trust.
Northern Trust. I'm sorry. I'm getting my names mixed up. That's the one in Scottsdale early in the year. The Northern Telecom. Don't say that when you're talking about the Northern Trust in Boston. My goodness, that would be terrible. But no tee times as of yet. They will. They've been putting them off until the day prior to the event because of just by people coming into the tournament and a few people leaving the tournament. Probably not going to be the case this week because everyone is pretty much that's locked in. If they can be there, they are going to be there.
Zach Johnson will be there. He is 104th in the FedEx Cup standings. And I believe in the past, Scott, they've arranged tee times like first, second, and third will play in a group and so on and so forth down to 125. By the way, a tweet just a couple minutes ago from the Cedar Rapids Police Department.
Okay.
Curfew has been shortened to midnight to 6 a.m. daily in Cedar Rapids. Curfew has been in effect since the storm hit on August 10th. And I believe it was 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. And now it's shortened up by a couple hours.
That is correct. That is correct.
And that doesn't affect people going to and from work.
No, you can do that. Yeah. Just if one of our fine officers stops you, just tell them that you're on your way to work or on your way back home from work. Of course, the president of the United States was here today, and I'm not going to say one thing way or another. I'm just informing everyone if you missed it. President of the United States was here today.
Yeah, a news conference with various state and local leaders, and it was a brief stop. He got started about an hour late, leaving the White House. Did not make a tour of Cedar Rapids.
Had a train to take to Yuma.
That didn't really surprise me that he didn't take a tour because that would take quite some time and get in the way of workers that are trying to do what they've done for a week. I'm sure Air Force One probably did a bit of a flyover. I don't know for a fact, but the fact that he was here, you know, maybe it was lip service, depending on your point of view, but it was an important time for local and state leaders. Chuck Grassley was there, Joni Ernst, Governor Kim Reynolds, among others, and giving the president giving them an audience as to what was going on. So whether it will help in terms of funds, we shall see.
Yeah, hopefully it will. Hopefully it will out there. And it wasn't that a song, the first train to Yuma or something like that, or a movie or something like that? That's my reference.
I vaguely recollect.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let us know. 319-366-1600. We'll talk about Mr. Tatis coming up in just a little bit. What side of that debate you are on as far as the glorious unwritten rules as far as baseball is concerned. We'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit. News today, the latest as far as parents of Big Ten football players and their pursuit to try to get football reinstated for the fall and perhaps other sports as well. All the sports in the Big Ten Conference reinstated with Kevin Warren. And one of the parents, and I want to make sure I get the name correct here, Mark. And let's see. It's a parent of an Ohio State player. And I'm trying to find it here. Do you have it?
I don't. Of course,
chance?
Justin Fields is a quarterback. Quarterback has been very outspoken and active on this front. He collected over 200,000 signatures to a petition basically to say we want to play. And over 100 Iowa parents have expressed their point of view in addition to parents at other schools, Ohio State. In fact, Iowa and Ohio State parents are scheduled to meet Friday in Park Ridge, Illinois, with Commissioner Kevin Warren and express their points of view. and we'll track that, of course, if we can on Friday, either on this show or the Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn. Again, I don't expect any action to be taken, a reversal of what has already been decided. But again, these parents want some transparency. Well, they want a reason. They have the Big Ten has neglected to have a season, at least in the fall, for their kids. And I think it's going to be very interesting. And knowing what Kevin, what I've seen out of Kevin Warren, I think he's going to have an ear for them. Perhaps he should have more of an ear to them before a decision was made, because there's a lot of questions being raised by presidents and ADs about whether a vote was taken, how this was arrived at, what some of the medical statistics and opinions. You know, Kevin Warren, you know, basing his decision on that. So that'll be interesting to see. 40-40 on the text line.
Randy Wade, by the way, is the parent the parent of Sean Wade, the Ohio State defensive back.
3-10 to Yuma.
Thank you. I knew I was on the right track. 3-10 to Yuma. Thank you very much, Neil. Appreciate it. It's a movie.
Yeah, 72-95 weighing in with the same. It's about the Wild West police trying to outsmart a bunch of outlaws and get the ringleader on the 3-10 to Yuma to face trial.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. 319-366-1600. Yes, Randy Wade has booked a flight up to meet with Kevin Warren. That will be on Friday. He has laid out his itinerary. Justin Fields with his hashtag We Want to Play petition has more than 268,000 signatures right now. And again, like you said, he could have 2,680,000 signatures. I just don't believe it's going to make a difference in what the
Big Ten
or
Kevin Warren
does.
That's really a significant number, though.
It is. It's a very significant number, but I just don't believe the Big Ten is going to. I don't think they are going to turn around. I don't think they're going to turn around. At this point, I hope I'm wrong. I love to see football, and I love to see them make it work. But I'm not sure that is going to be the case right now. We'll see. People already, Kyle weighing in as far as Fernando Tatis is concerned. And, yeah, we're going to talk about that. We'll do that here in just a little bit after we talk to Rob Gray and get Rob's thoughts on a Cyclone football season that's quickly approaching. A little less than a month away as far as Iowa State is concerned as they get ready to take on Louisiana in the opener, the one non-conference game that will take place, and that will be at Jack Trice Stadium coming up. So definitely going to talk about that and other things Cyclone. We'll all do that when we return. Gym Class for a Tuesday coming your way here on KGYM. We invite you to stay with us. Much more to come after this here on KGYM.
Now is the time to get in on the action with Elite Sportsbook. Receive a 50% match on your first online deposit up to $200 for all brand new accounts now through August 31st. Sign up at Rhythm City Casino Resort or Riverside Casino and Golf Resort to qualify for the new account deposit match. Visit EliteSportsbook.com for complete details and restrictions. Then start betting on your phone anywhere in Iowa. Get in on the action with Elite Sportsbook. Must be 21. Gambling a problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Are you remodeling this summer? Look no further than Alexander Lumber and Answers by Alexander. Need new doors? They can help. Hardware? They've got it. Looking for new cabinets? They're happy to help you design the new space of your dreams with beautiful, well-born cabinetry. And of course, they have decorative shiplap and beautiful trim, too. If you're remodeling in 2020, consult with the designers at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Okay, Max is out with his friends. He's had a few drinks, and now he's ready to go home. Does he A, risk getting pulled over and hurting himself and someone else by getting behind the wheel? Or B, get someone to drive him? Let's watch. It looks like Max is taking out his phone. He's finding his rideshare app. He's getting a ride. Way to go, Max. Way to go. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by the Iowa Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau.
Baseball is finally back for the 2020 season, and let's just say, we're all ready. Follow along as our twin squad looks to pick up where they left off last year.
Back it goes, deep it goes, and gone!
And some of this.
Swing and a miss, he got him. The Minnesota Twins win it!
It's a season to remember how important Twins baseball truly is. One team, one territory, one season. The 2020 Minnesota Twins. Baseball is back.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard, aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Rommelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
We welcome you back here at 325 on the button right now. Scott and Mark with you. Button's on the other side of the glass as we get ready to talk some Iowa State Cyclone Athletics as the Cyclones getting ready for a football season that is scheduled to start up on Saturday, September the 12th. Of course, you can catch the Cyclones right here on KGYM 1600 AM and 102.3 as a pretty darn good Louisiana outfit will come into Ames. No time for kickoff set. Mark's hoping for 1 o'clock. Probably not going to be the case.
No, it won't be. No,
it will not be no. 1 o'clock start for that one. So, it'll be any time other than 1 o'clock. Maybe it'll change this year with less games on television.
Huh? Well, that game will be on TV, won't it? Somewhere, somehow.
They're all on TV. They're on the radio. That's more important. They're on the radio. To talk about that and all things Iowa State, our friend Rob Gray, senior writer for CycloneFanatic.com, set to join us as well. You are not taking bets on a 1 o'clock start for the Louisiana game, are you, Rob?
Yeah, no, I'm not. No, I'm not. And good to be with you, Scott and Mark. And I want to say one thing before talking Iowa State. Obviously, my heart goes out to everybody in Cedar Rapids and the surrounding communities that were so devastated by the derecho. You know, we had some scary moments here, but seeing what's going on there, I mean, there's a lot of inspiring stuff, a lot of people doing good work, obviously, and working hard, but I know a lot of people are really hurting, so I just wanted to note that before we talk about the fun stuff.
Yeah, and thank you very much for the sentiments, Rob. Appreciate it, and yeah, I know that you guys were nicked over in Ames as well as the storm kind of made the path that way, and so you got some cleanup over in Central Iowa as well.
Indeed, indeed.
Yeah.
Hey, Rob, this opener against Louisiana on September 12th, I'm curious how the game came to be because both teams, it appears to me, were looking for an opponent. Louisiana was supposed to play Wyoming on that date, and that went away. And how'd that all come together? I know Louisiana is being paid $350,000 to make the trip up.
Yeah, I mean, not a lot has been discussed that I've seen anyways, and exactly the inner workings. But I think what it came down to is, I mean, you had a certain number of schools, obviously 50 plus, that had announced they won't be playing in the fall. And so everyone's schedules got adjusted. I think when you had an FCS opponent like South Dakota for the original home opener, their league, obviously the Missouri Valley Football Conference, decided not to have any league games. It makes it problematic for, you know, what do they do for operations? And obviously a lot of schools in the South, along with the Big 12, and a little bit along the Middle Atlantic states with the ACC, plus Notre Dame, are going to play. So you start to look at some of those non-group of five opponents who have made clear that they want to play. And I think it just made, a natural coupling there. And yeah, as you guys noted, it's a tough opponent, a very good offensive team. A good test, but I think it was desperation and meeting opportunity and setting up a pretty darn good matchup for Iowa State's non-conference game, knock on wood, for the 2020 season.
Yeah, and if you like offense, that may be your spot on September the 12th because the Raging Cajuns can put up points. We know Iowa State behind Brock Purdy and all his weapons can definitely put up points. So we could see the scoreboard lit up on that Saturday.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, I think especially being week one, I mean, John Haycock's defenses at Iowa State have been traditionally quite good, obviously. Even in that first transitional season, they showed marked improvement throughout. But, you know, Big 12's best scoring defense a couple years ago, right in the mix last year. So they don't necessarily face the caliber of Iowa State's defense. But when you've got that good of an offense, you can hit on big plays, and you've got innovative scheme going. Week one, they could put it could become a shootout situation, no doubt.
Rob, I'm curious. It's well established right now that two of the Power Five conferences are not going to play this fall, at least as of 3:30 on August 18th. Three are, and I asked Tom Cakert of Hawkeye Report the same question, and I ask you, Rob, how do you reconcile that?
Well, it's tough. I mean, there were obvious reasons the Big Ten and the Pac-12 decided it was prudent to take a rather massive, not rather, a massive financial hit by determining that it was best not to have a fall season. But then at the same time, you have three other conferences. And as Bob Bolte said in a conference call last week, he talks to the heads of all the other Group of Five conferences, so they're privy to the same information. But they have different medical advisory members. And they determined that they thought it would be safe to proceed. It's hard to reconcile that until you see what happens. But I know that they've relied heavily on, I believe the guy who's the head of the ACC's medical advisory team, Dr. Cameron Wolf at Duke. And he said it's going to be tough, very tough. But if they follow the protocols, and that's always the big if. I mean, we see pictures from college campuses over the weekend, including Iowa State, where not a lot of the antithesis of social distancing happening in some large gatherings. So it's touchy. I mean, obviously, it's great with an asterisk to be playing football, at least on paper at this point, and getting ready for a season. But nobody knows. I mean, it's uncharted territory. So it's basically impossible to reconcile it because you base it on the best information and do the best practices and then hope for the best outcomes.
Yeah, and I think that's what Matt Campbell and the Cyclones are doing as well as the rest of the Big 12. And I'm just going to ask you, did you think this was going to happen as far as Iowa State and the Big 12? I mean, I think all in the back of our minds as people that cover the game of football, we're hoping, you know, that we can play these games, but we can do it safely. Did you relegate yourself to the fact that you didn't think you were going to see Iowa State football this fall, or did you always think that this was going to play out the way it did?
Well, it kind of ebbed and flowed throughout the months leading up. I think there was a time where there was real optimism that I think college football would be played by everyone. And then as the pandemic worsened, especially in some, well-populated states with some prominent college football teams, such as Florida, Texas, et cetera, I mean, it started to diminish. And you started to see, you know, dominoes starting to fall. And then I think when the MAC announced that they would not be playing, and you started to get the feeling about from others that, boy, this is looking my thoughts, my hopes dimmed quite a bit. And then when you've heard the rumblings around the Big Ten and the Pac-12 before they made their announcement, shortly before, respectively, they were pretty much nil. I thought, well, if they cancel their fall season or postpone it, however you want to put it, in the spring, how are the other three conferences going to say, but we think it's fine? So I thought it was probably mixed across the board there. And quickly, I was starting to get some info from conversations that maybe wasn't going to be the case. And then as we all know, rapidly, that started to look like like how these three major conferences are playing it to continue. So I've been at various points, 100%. I've been 50%. I've been 30. I've been at probably every single percentage point or gradient from 0 to 100 over the last few months.
Yeah, Rob, I think most of us have been in the same mindset. I wondered if you'd speak to the job that the athletic department has done in testing in response to the coronavirus. You touched on the return to campus, and we've seen pictures of Iowa State students standing in line shoulder to shoulder outside of a bar. Not to pick on Iowa State, because I think it's happening on every campus. Yeah. It's going to happen everywhere, but it is an issue when the general student population returns to campus and perhaps mingling among athletes. But my question to you is about the athletic department in general and how the testing has gone, and what kind of protocols and procedures are in place going forward.
Well, I think Iowa State's done a good job. I think Jamie Pollard alluded to the, you know, they can only do so much, though. They're part of a larger world, and it's, you're trusting that people are going to make the best decisions. Well, if one out of 100 people decides not to make the right decision, that has cascading effects. And we'll see how this all goes once you have a fully engaged campus, as we're getting started here. But they've done, I mean, they were very quickly out there, you know, promoting mask usage, not only showing a lot of videos with the players masked up. And I know that they've been very stringent in their protocols, in their own, generally speaking, bubble, de facto bubble. Again, so I think they, you know, they clearly have, they had some cases early, got some people isolated, and it's been well under control, which is what Pollard and the medical staff there, you know, determined obviously needed to be done, and they've been able to achieve that. But, you know, it's a whole new situation now. So I think they've done well so far. I know they have based on the information we have. But, again, the uncertainty is always there in every aspect of life, but now it deepens significantly here.
Yeah, Rob, I want to follow up on that. And you talked about the information, and I think there's some people that use the word outbreak very loosely. If there's a case or two, all of a sudden it's an outbreak. My great frustration, Rob, throughout this whole information collecting process is that we don't know if someone tests positive, are they asymptomatic? They have mild symptoms, moderate, serious hospitalizations, and that information is not out there, at least that I've seen. Is that the case in Ames as well?
As far as I know, there has not been always a strict, I mean, every single possibly metric you can look at being made available on a daily basis. I know they periodically come out with their testing information, how many positives, and that sort of thing. And I think so. I'm not sure, but some of this, even though there aren't names involved, there can be related to medical privacy situations. But I think you're right, Mark, about the term outbreak. I mean, things, all kinds of terms can be used rather loosely, and it's important, especially in situations like this, unprecedented at least in the last 100 years, this level of pandemic with the novel coronavirus, to be precise. And, you know, that's obviously important, vitally important for public health, and then down to what we're talking about here, the prospect of college sports being played as well.
Mm-hmm.
Rob Gray joining us from Cyclone Fanatic, senior writer for Cyclone Fanatic here on the Gym Class on KGYM. And, well, let's get to it. Let's get to football talk and the X's and the O's a little bit here. And CBS Sports, I know, had Iowa State rated 17th, and they're 76 that are playing this year, in the fall anyway, as of right now, as of 3:38 here on Tuesday, August the 18th anyway. But a lot of really good things to say about Brock Purdy, a lot of really good things to say about the people that are surrounding Brock Purdy. Has a chance, I think, to be the best quarterback in the Big 12 Conference this year. And I hate to put the onus on him that this is Brock Purdy's offense and his team, but man alive, a lot of things have been said about him. I'm going to say this is Brock Purdy's team.
Yeah, and I think he doesn't, other than the fact that he is very humble, he doesn't dispute that, I don't think. I think he embraces that. And I remember when we spoke to him in a Zoom call last season. Now, he was banged up a lot. It affected his ability to run the football. So we saw a more one-dimensional Brock Purdy, who nonetheless, I believe, established 17 single-season records, I believe, somewhere in that range. I don't have the number right in front of me, but just had a, on paper, tremendous season. And still, there was much more out there to do. But he said he put more pressure on himself than he needed to. And that's telling, I think. We're seeing him mature. I mean, obviously, the true freshman comes in unexpectedly and does what he does. And then the expectations climb through the roof. And even for a level-headed guy like that, that's used to demanding excellence of themselves or himself, that can be difficult to navigate. That can create certain kernels of doubt, or am I doing enough? Constantly asking yourself that. Probably healthy Brock Purdy, and by all accounts he is, as you said, Scott, potentially the Big 12's best quarterback. I know he's a draft darling, according to people of Pro Football Focus. I know Sam Ehlinger, of course, very gifted quarterback at Texas. He got the preseason nod from the league. But he's just, when his legs are in it, that offense is capable of being as dynamic, but more dynamic than anything we've ever seen. In other words, at Iowa State, that is. So, I mean, I don't think that's an overstatement at all. I don't know if he'd like to think of it that way, as humble as he is and as good as Charlie Kohler is, Breece Hall emerging, some of the other guys at the wideout spot and up front. But clearly, that offense is capable of doing more than an Iowa State offense ever has, and that's primarily because of Brock Purdy's wide-ranging set of gifts.
I will say this, though. A lot depends on how quickly the offensive line comes together, losing four guys like they did last year. A couple guys coming back that played, one that was hurt, but the line's got to come together quickly.
Yeah, it does, and that's been the last piece that hasn't quite gotten to the point where Iowa State needs it to be the type of program that it's never been before, which is not perennially a team that is kind of in the mix for a bowl, or almost every year is, and maybe might go win one, but a team that is perennially thinking eight wins is okay and move up from there, right? And so it started to come together at times last year, but it still isn't there. And then, as you said, you know, I think Trevor Downing's a big piece to have back. I think Colin Newell's a big piece to have back, and they like a lot of the young guys that have been developing there, but as you said, unproven. And for that to come together, it's really interesting. Did they come together better because of this unprecedented situation, as isolated as they've been and forced to be around each other even more than they normally are, in a sense, meeting by Zoom? But, it's all so strange. But, again, for Iowa State's offense, it hinges on that. It can be a very good offense, even with line struggles. But it can't be the great offense they think it can be and should be without the line actually improving despite the losses of four guys.
Rob, I made a note from yesterday's show to ask you this question, and it stemmed from a discussion that Scott and I had, maybe from a question from a listener, I don't recall, but the project that was started or ongoing or just about to be started, the area between Hilton Coliseum and Jack Trice Stadium, I don't know whether you call it a plaza or what have you. What is the status of that?
Yeah, I haven't even thought about it for a long time, to be honest with you. I know that the sports performance building, whatever, that's right there on the Jack Trice Stadium grounds, as it were, with the Bergstrom football complex there as well. It keeps, they keep making progress on that. As far as the more broad reaching thing, we saw all the schematics for in the videos and all that. I'm not sure whether or not. I know that they had secured initial funding, and what does that mean at this point, though? So, unfortunately, we haven't had any updates on that, but that's something presumably we'll get to Jamie Pollard again in a Zoom call and can just ask about the the status of that. But I know that it was green-lighted. It's a matter of now, how do you – is it on hold? I just don't have that information at this point. I don't think they've released anything on it, unless I missed that.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Jamie Pollard, speaking of the Iowa State Athletic Director, who's been out in the forefront as far as information is concerned, and talking about college basketball as we shift gears ever so slightly, and Jamie kind of let things know that, in his opinion anyway, it could be January 1st, 2021 before we see any type of college basketball, and I know there's bubble talk going on. I think we're going to see college basketball, especially after Coach K comes out today and says they cannot have another season without an NCAA basketball tournament, and he holds a lot of weight. But do you think we're going to see college basketball before the start of the new calendar year?
I don't think so. I don't think I don't think he throws that out there. That's not part of Jamie Pollard's makeup to throw something out there that is, I guess, only if it were only worst-case scenario, I think he'd hold that close, and if asked, he might say, well, this is one of the plans that could be in place if A, B, or C happens. And, of course, in the case of the pandemic, you're talking A's through Z's and probably little ones and twos next to them, in terms of the range of things that contingencies that could impact things. So I think that's probably what they're looking at. I think a lot of the stuff before that, you had the holiday tournaments that were so much fun. For Thanksgiving and Christmas, the Hawaii's, the you know, Cyclones were in the Bahamas last November. Fun stuff, but stuff that with that kind of travel just doesn't make a whole lot of sense for obvious reasons. So I think that's realistic, but I think also we're sitting here in August. And when we were seeing what we were seeing in June, did we think some of the things that were going to that have come to pass in August would come to pass. And I think certainly some things probably would have been at least mildly shocked to see based on what we were thinking a couple months ago. But so I think that's, yeah, they need to have college basketball. But again, we don't know what happens with this pandemic. So that kind of a roundabout answer, but I think if Jamie's putting that out there publicly, he's pretty convinced that that's kind of generally accepted at this point scenario in terms of likelihood of when they can get started and how they can navigate through a season that does include an NCAA tournament.
Yeah. Hey, I have a question on the text line for you, Rob, from 7148. Dylan Sainer's rehab. Do you know anything about that?
We haven't heard anything since, obviously, very limited access. But I know that when we have had Coach Campbell, and there might be another one coming up soon, not certain, via Zoom. He's talked about, at least generally, team health is very good. And Dylan Sainer, obviously, they're as high on him as anybody in that tight end room, which is saying something with Kohler and Chase Allen and some young guys that they're really high on as well. Integral to the run game, also emerging as a guy that can catch the ball and make plays downfield, and he's so big. Just a specimen, but he's been banged up, and they missed him a lot in that bowl game last season, the 33-9 loss to Notre Dame. And I just don't have a firm, specific update on him because of the lack of our usual, gosh, we would have been doing three nights a week of fall camp interviews at this time of year last year and many previous years. But I do know that Campbell's spoken generally about the team's health being good, and then when we did an off-season interview one-on-one, he talked about Dylan Sainer maybe being the most important or high-ceiling guy there, and he must be feeling pretty good about where Sainer's at health-wise if he's making that kind of comment.
Very good, very good. I just have, before I let you go, I just have a feeling that our guy, Orion Vance, is going to have a remarkable breakout year this year at middle linebacker. That's just my thought.
Well, I think he showed signs of that last season, and then when you have a Mike Rose there alongside, and he's got to, you know, with Marcel Spears graduated. I mean, it's his time. I mean, we know what we have in Mike Rose, who was a freshman All-American, and we started to learn what we had in Orion Vance. And boy, if he becomes consistent in that way, that's a great core of linebackers for Iowa State to have, especially with Greg Eisworth back at safety on the back end and experience at corner as well.
Should be a lot of fun. Well, hopefully there'll be a kickoff on September the 12th. Probably not at 1 o'clock like Mark would see, but those are the ways of life in 2020. But, Rob, appreciate it. Keep up the great work at Cyclone Fanatic. Thanks a bunch, and we will talk again soon.
Hey, thanks to both you guys. Take care.
All right. Rob Gray joining us, senior writer for CycloneFanatic.com. Covers all things Iowa State. We'll take a break. Come back. 3:49 gym class for Tuesday here on KGYM.
Save big money on your next project with 11% off everything at Menards. Get pure water for your home with a Watts Under Sink Reverse Osmosis Water System. It features a 3-stage system that is certified to reduce chlorine taste and odor in your water. Pick one up now for $145 after 11% off at Menards. Prices are good until August 22nd. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, what do you want to da-da-da?
I don't know. What do y'all think we should da-da-da?
Well, what did we da yesterday?
Yesterday. All the dolls feel like the same doll these days.
I know.
Like, is today Monday or Tuesday?
Today is Thursday.
Oh, no, I forgot to call my mom on her birthday.
Oh, no!
These days, nothing is normal and everything is weird. But you could still save big when you switch to Progressive. That won't change. Not today or any da.
Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
It's a new season, and it's Sport Clips haircuts. All of our stylists are clean certified and guy smart. So come in and get yourself back in the game with our legendary MVP experience. It's a mancation with our hot steam towel, relaxing shampoo, and a winning cut. Check in online and walk out with confidence. Sport Clips. It's good to be a guy. And you'll be stepping
out like a pro. Hey, it's time for some straight talk. You know what a full court press is in basketball, right? Full defensive coverage with no holes. Well, that's the kind of coverage you get with Straight Talk Wireless. It runs on America's best networks, same as big carriers, but for a lot less. Just $45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data and 2G for up to 50% less than the big carriers. No contract. Full court coverage, 50% less. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Oil change coming up? We can help you out. Right now, you can get 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP oil filter for just $27.99. And if you need it fast, we can help you get it fast. Whether it's at home with our next day delivery or in-store and curbside with our free same-day pickup. The choice is yours. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions and details at AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Back at 3:51 on the gym class in KGYM. Don't forget, Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way at 4 o'clock. That goes until 6 o'clock. Twins baseball tonight. Twins and the Brew Crew at 6:30 on the Gym OT 107.5 FM. We're going to talk a little bit about baseball. That, of course, Fernando Tatis Jr. and his home run yesterday. The Grand Slam that came late in the game between the Padres and the Tampa Bay Rays. A few thoughts on the text line out there at 319-366-1600. Did he break one of the unwritten rules, Mark? There are so many unwritten rules in many sports, but nothing like the game of baseball is concerned. You can do this when the score is thus. You cannot do this when the score is in this particular manner. But Tatis on a, 3-0 pitch? Hit a grand slam late in the ball game with the Padres way up on Tampa Bay last night. Go ahead.
Yes, the score was 10-3 in favor of San Diego over Texas at the time that Tatis hit a grand slam on that 3-0 count. And you know what, Scott? I think if unwritten rules were so great, they wouldn't be unwritten. You know, any other count in which Tatis might have hit a grand slam would have been okay. 0-0, 1-0,
2-1,
3-1,
whatever
it might have been. Guess what? Don't get down 10-3 and don't get down 3-0 in the count. Hitters up there are up there to hit, period. And then coming down today. Texas reliever who succeeded the pitcher after the Grand Slam. That reliever threw behind Manny Machado.
Yeah.
And the manager of the Texas Rangers received a one-game suspension, I believe. I have no problem whatsoever with it. You be better. Be better. And I don't think Tatis hit one into the seats for a Grand Slam to rub it in the faces of the Texas Rangers. You see, 3-0 pitch, you only got 60 games to play. Knock it out of the park if you can.
And a wise baseball sage once told me as well, hey, if you don't want it to happen to you, two things. Number one, prevent it. Number two, don't get down that much. A couple of thoughts here. Kyle on the text line. I have no problem with a guy taking a 3-0 rip no matter the score. In baseball, there is no running out the clock. You have to keep playing. Guys are not going to try to make outs. The unwritten rule I 100% agree with is to quit stealing when up 7 to 8 runs. To me, that's a matter of sportsmanship. Thank you very much.
David at Hudson, it's not a written rule. Who gives a blank? If you're throwing the pitch, the batter can hit it.
There you go. 7295 from the 515 area code. Lots of opinions on baseball's unwritten rules, but there's one idea. Don't give up 10 runs where a kid is swinging or when a kid is swinging. These are professionals. I don't feel sorry for that pitcher one bit. He got beat on that pitch. In addition, batters lose matchups versus pitchers over 70% of the time. A lot of averages for batters are between 200 and 270. I agree. If baseball wanted unwritten rules enforced, write them down.
Depends on what side you're on, doesn't it? I mean, if you're the Texas Rangers, yeah, you're going to be a little sore about it, thinking that Tatis is rubbing it in. And actually, the Padres manager dressed down Tatis for swinging at that 3-0 pitch, and I think that was wrong.
Did I say Tampa? I meant Texas, by the way.
That's fine. I think it depends on what side you're on. If you're getting your nose rubbed in it, of course you're not going to like it. And that's why the reliever threw behind Manny Machado a couple times, the next hitter after Tatis hit that grand slam.
I don't agree with – I still have something that's in my craw from coaching.
I do too. I do too. I was on the wrong end of it.
A certain all-star team that we happened to play, I have no idea why, in a tournament, got way up and started bunting every time up. And I let them know that I was not happy about that.
I have a similar story coaching youth baseball where we were down by a little bit, maybe quite a bit, and the other team that was always our nemesis, you know, kept stealing bases, trying to move the runner along, and I let that be known as well. But you know what, Scott? I used that as motivation the next time we played them.
Oh, absolutely. We didn't have to play them again because we shouldn't have been playing an all-star team in the first place. But at any rate, more on the unwritten rules of baseball with Todd and Alex coming up. They'll be on from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. We'll have the news of the day tomorrow, and we will have Brian Haas with us for our next edition of Caddy Smack. Going to talk a lot about golf's hit around the corridor and what the professionals and what the groundskeepers and everybody are doing right now. I know Ellis had a cleanup day today. Hunter's Ridge, I think, had one yesterday. So we'll talk about that coming up tomorrow and your golf questions as well. All right. Hope you enjoyed the show. Todd and Alex coming your way next.
As you get back to business, small things can make a big difference, like marking safe distances with floor tape and posting reminders to wash hands. As always, Grainger is here to help, offering supplies and solutions for every industry. Free access to product specialists, 24/7 support, safety recovery guides, and more. It's part of our commitment